WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There's Something About Mary is a new comedy by the guys who made Dumb and Dumber. Our film critic John Power says it's smarter than you think.
We live in an age of gleeful bad taste. From the racial jibes of Howard Stern to the barrage of toilet jokes on the overrated TV show South Park. If anyone would seem genetically engineered to thrive in this era, it's the Farrelly brothers, Peter and Bobby, who made their name with the international hit Dumb and Dumber. The Farrellys have a genuine gift for gross, rollicking comedy, and in their new movie, There's Something About Mary, they've concocted outrages so memorable they're certain to become cultural touchstones. The movie begins with a prologue set in 1985 Rhode Island. Ben Stiller plays Ted, a high school geek with braces and Rod Stewart hair, who lucks into a prom date with the most desirable girl in school. Her name is, you guessed it, Mary, and she's played by Cameron Diaz. But on prom night, Ted accidentally gets his privates caught on his pant zipper, and in the ensuing chaos, which involves more and more people, he appears to lose Mary forever. 14 years later, though, Ted's still thinking of Mary, so he hires a sleazy private detective named Pat Healy, played by Matt Dillon. Healy finds Mary in Miami, but he falls for her too. Soon he and Ted and a couple of others are all vying for this gorgeous blonde dream girl who's inclined to say things like, "Let's go upstairs and watch SportsCenter." Of course, to talk about a Farrelly movie in terms of its storyline is to miss the point. For what There's Something About Mary is really about is bombarding us with jokes, many that taste the limits of good taste. Gags about masturbation, slapstick with mistreated animals, shtick about crippled men writhing on their metal canes, and breezy mayhem with retarded people, including Mary's brother Warren. Yet the Farrellys have developed since Dumb and Dumber and Kingpin, and what keeps their new movie from being truly offensive is that its outrages are never mean-spirited. In fact, the whole thing's sweet-natured, as in the scene when Ted and Mary, having just remet, go out and eat corn dogs.
You want another one?
Sure, yeah. Hey, Docky, a couple more nitrate sickles, please.
Two corn dogs coming up.
You know, I don't think that they have enough meats on stick. No, seriously.
Really?
I mean, if you think about it, they have plenty of sweets, right?
Yes.
They have lollipops, they have fudgesicles, they have popsicles, but they don't have any other meat on stick.
Yes, you don't see that many meats on sticks.
No, and absolutely not.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see more meat in a cone. You don't hardly ever see that, you know?
That's
just that's an idea that I think is waiting to pop. Just like a nice, you know, nice big oversized waffle cone stuffed full of chopped liver. Exactly.
It's too bad you don't live here, Ted.
Yeah,
we have a lot in common.
The movie's most hilarious bits can't be played on the radio, either because they're too visual, like the uproarious scenes involving a dog that's first sedated, then plied with speed, or because they're so obscene, like the zipper scene, or a later gag involving a strange sort of hair gel. These set pieces had me laughing out loud and made it easy to ignore that many of the Farrelly's jokes don't come off, and their shooting style, while more polished than in Dumb and Dumber, is still painfully slobby. At times, the movie is barely in focus. But as The Wedding Singer showed, a comedy doesn't have to be well made to be a hit, especially when it features likable performers. Diaz brings buoyant innocence to the title role, and frankly that's necessary, since the character of Mary has none of the comic pizzazz of the characters played by Carol Lombard, Katharine Hepburn, or Barbara Stanwyck. Real guys, the Farrellys have yet to write a single female role that's as distinctive or as funny as all their men. That's why the movie's real linchpin is not Mary, but Ted. Stiller's not a great actor, but he gives Ted a hapless charm and wins our affection with his greatest gift as a performer. A slow double take at the unbelievable things that are happening all around him. There's Something About Mary has enough gross-out humor that you'll almost certainly be reading earnest op-ed pieces about the new obscenity or the moral decline in American culture. I can already hear Bill Bennett's hard drive whirring. But while the movie is pointedly crude, it's a dumb comedy made by smart people. There's nothing especially decadent about it. A movie whose sole aim is to make you laugh, it belongs to the same great tradition of anarchic popular comedy as the Keystone Cops, the Three Stooges, the Marx Brothers, Jerry Lewis, and the National Lampoon movies. Which is to say, it's as American as apple pie. An apple pie in the face.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.